What's happening locally? The news.
And let us take today's look, shall we? Some of the local news stories for you here in the Republic of Panama. Irma Hernandez, mayor of the municipality of San Miguelito, did not find a cashback form in the municipality that she leads, but she did find what she called cashback appointments. She explained in this way, some officials who had a pension benefit wanted to keep this benefit and put another person to collect it for them. That is, people who were not necessarily working in the institution who collected a check to help another person individual cashback appointments. Now, the announcement of the new head of the Metropolitan District took place at a press conference held last Monday to present administrative aspects of the commune and its work. And it also reported that they identified some payrolls used for contracts or that had a validity period until the 30th of June. These contracts have not been updated by the current administration, which is why we're identifying a reduction. The municipality's income, she added, is an extremely delicate situation. We're experiencing a huge deficit. More is spent than is received, and there is very little collection, she said, and then explained that they're restructuring the methodologies that were in place for the management of collections, among others. Our inspectors will have a new report that will identify them and implement their digital cards so that all our taxpayers can have confidence. In a total, they found 7 forms with a total of 1,250 people. The expenditure in this area exceeds $1 million, but the income from the tax is $600,000. Irma Hernandez, a 28-year-old lawyer, assumed the mayoralty of San Miguelito on July the 2nd after winning the elections on the 5th of May. She replaces Hector Valdez Carrasquilla of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, who dominated the commune for several periods. The irregularities detected in San Miguelito added to the complaints made by multiple local government authorities who took office on the 2nd of July. One of them is the mayor of the Capital District, Mayor Mizrachi, who revealed the existence of a cashback payroll of people who were appointed to certain communal councils where they were paid a salary, but part of this enormous had to be given to the godfather who got them the appointment. And following those complaints made by the current mayor, Mayor Mizrachi, about administrative irregularities detected in the municipality of Panama, former mayor José Luis Fábrega issued a statement urging that all evidence be presented to the competent authorities. Fábrega, who lost to Mizrachi in his bid for re-election, said that his administration during these 5 years was criticised in an unfair way by the media and political opponents. He also mentioned that they were subjected to a blockade to prevent their projects from being carried out, and that they even had a recall of his mandate that in the end did not receive the 8% approval rate. Fábrega's reaction came after Mizrachi revealed one of the findings detected in the administration of the capital and municipality, which was a cashback payroll. This was of people who were appointed to certain communal councils where they were paid a salary, but a part of this emolument had to be given to the, quote, godfather, who got them the appointment. Well, Mizrachi, 35 years of age, took office as mayor of Panama on the 2nd of July. This was after winning the post in the elections of the 5th of May. He replaces Fábrega of the Democratic Revolutionary Party, who increased the number of candidates in his 5 years in office. In 2019, Fábrega received the municipality of Panama with a payroll of 3,564 officials, including permanent and temporary employees. By May of 2024, there were already 6,380 employees. That is, between 2019 and 2024, the payroll grew 79%. Of this total, 20% are community promoters or assistant promoters. In fact, a statement from the municipality of Panama reported that the new mayor eliminated 75 unnecessary positions, which implies a monthly saving of $56,800. In addition, it was reported that the municipality terminated 2,200 contracts, which represents a saving of almost $2 million per month. Security Minister Frank Abrego denounced that the entity has debts of $54 million and that there are no funds to cover expired debts. Abrego, through his social network, stressed that they do not have the necessary resources to meet their financial obligations and that other expired terms were not processed in time. He also explained that following instructions from the president, José Raúl Moreno, they are seeking funds to address this economic reality. He also explained that they have started talks with the Ministry of Economy and Finance to achieve the transfer of funds to address the situation and then go on to the Budget Commission of the National Assembly for the respective approval. For the year 2024, the Ministry of Public Security was allocated a budget of $946 million, of which $900 million correspond to operations and $46 million to investment. A large part of the Ministry of Public Security's budget is directed towards the purchase of equipment and materials for security forces and maintenance. Abrego also refuted a series of accusations regarding alleged violations against migrants on the Panamanian side. The official responded to statements made by the Director of Colombian Migration, Carlos Fernandez Garcia, who said the violations against migrants occurred on the Panamanian side of the border. In this regard, he alleged that insurgent groups and criminal gangs such as the Clan del Golfo are responsible for the large number of acts of violence that are recorded in the region. And now the Minister of Education, Lucy Molinar, revealed what would be a premature diagnosis of the current state of the Ministry of Education, Meduca. In terms of finances and administration, she highlighted several irregularities and questionable decisions that have taken place in recent years. In an interview with Panama en Directo, Molinar explained that Panama paid one of the highest costs in the world for internet in schools during the pandemic, despite being one of the countries that provided the least attention to its students during that period. In addition, the minister criticized the excessive and disproportionate salary increases and hiring that took place before her arrival. For example, in a school, there is a secretary who earns $600, and the lady who is a cleaner, well, earns $2,000. Explain this to me. In this way, she questioned part of the legacy she inherited from the administration of Laurentino Cortizo and Minister Maruja Corday. Molina also addressed the problem of wasting funds on consultancies and other unnecessary expenses. She presented the case of 33 consultants hired to manage an $80 million loan with salaries of between $4,000 and $5,000. She also revealed the case of a consultancy worth more than $1.9 million. This was to evaluate whether it was convenient to have sports in schools. She said that from January to June of this year, more than 7,800 staff movements were made, including transfers and hirings. The institutions that increased the total number of officials in April of 2024 compared to April of 2023 are mainly the Ministry of Education with 3,879, the Ministry of Public Security with 930, the Tribunal Electoral with 536, the Attorney General's Office with 524, and the Judicial Branch with 376. Meanwhile, the gross salary of Meduca officials in April of 2024 rose to $112.5 million compared to $101.6 million in April of 2023. The minister pointed out that during the last decade, power within Meduca fell more into the hands of deputies and other political actors than the institutional structure itself. A regional director appointed by a deputy, a friend or a party is not the same as someone who earned his position through personal merit. To reverse the situation, the Cabinet Council approved a competition for the selection of regional directors led by the National Association of Human Resources, which aims to ensure the positions are filled on the basis of merit and not political connections. Molinar also advocates for the constant evaluation of teachers and the continuous improvement in the educational system. However, she was critical of Panama's participation in the PISA tests due to their high cost. The President of the Republic, José Raúl Moreno, has accepted the proposal to begin an integration process into the Southern Common Market, known as Mercosur, after his participation in the recent meeting of heads of state of the bloc held this Monday in Paraguay. Molino described the invitation as a historic opportunity for Panama to integrate into one of the world's largest economies, highlighting the importance of the country's financial and logistical connections, including the operation of the Panama Canal. I believe in integration because we are nothing alone in the world. Our country has a world of connections and access to important cities in the world, such as Singapore, Japan, South Korea, said Molino. During his speech, he asked the presidents of the Mercosur member countries to outline the route that Panama must follow to fully integrate. He assured that the process will be agreed upon and coordinated with the private sector. Molino took the opportunity to mention the construction of the Panama-Chiriquí train as an opportunity that could unite all of Central America. He also mentioned the channeling of the Indio River to ensure the water supply to the Panama Canal during the dry seasons, and the construction of a third runway at the international airport to strengthen the hub of the Americas. He also announced that three new investment projects in the canal, not related to transit, will soon be revealed. Molino also asked for support from Mercosur countries to remove Panama from discriminatory tax lists. I will fight for justice to be done for Panama. It's unthinkable that we are good for the international community in one way and not in others. It makes no sense, and I will not tolerate it, he said. Irregular migration did not go unnoticed during Molino's first official trip. The president asked for support for Panama's efforts to control this crisis, which involves migrants from Venezuela, Ecuador, Colombia, and Haiti. Molino said drug cartels and organized crime are implicated in the problem, which costs the country more than $100 million annually and causes serious environmental problems. And that's it. There we go. That's our look for this morning. Those are some of the local news stories compiled for you for this morning's programme.